Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not too certain. I think the most confidence in my routine in between starts, getting really good work in, just having a tough time mentally putting it all together.
Mickey said that he noticed you were playing around with your mechanics a lot in between innings, I guess. Was that something that was feeling off again tonight?
Yeah, pitching's really freaking annoying sometimes. It kind of reminds me of my golf swing a little bit. One day you go out there and you feel like you have it figured out, and you go out there the next day and you feel like you're just repeating yourself, but you're not getting the results you want. But I mean, yeah, the results weren't necessarily great, but I try to take some positive from it. Like my curveball really improved as the game went on. Was really able to snap that thing down, create some good tilt on it. But you know, tomorrow's a new day.
You talk about the positives you try and take from it, but at this point, as it starts to build, just what is the level of frustration right now?
It's pretty high, just about as normal as anyone when it comes to just riding this roller coaster. But, you know, back to work tomorrow. It'd been real nice to get 5 in a row. I'm going to take full responsibility on this loss tonight because I just simply didn't get the job done, and offense really came alive. That was a lot of fun to watch and be witness to. Just you know, we have an offense and a team that's just not going to go down easy. We're always going to have a fight in us.
Now, any reason why you think the home run numbers are so high this year?
Just leaving it in the middle of the plate, throwing the ball where it shouldn't. Once I start to limit that, then I'll probably see the home run numbers come down.
So was the toughest part for you just, you know, you get in that 4-0 hole, the team comes back, and then to give it up again?
Say that again?
To give them the lead again after the team had come back for you.
Yeah, as I was probably running out there to get my warm-up pitches in the fifth inning before I faced Cabrera, it's kind of like I knew to myself, I was like, all right, don't give up the lead. And that's like putting the thought in the back of your head. It's like you don't want to have that kind of mentality. You just want to go out there and just continue to throw pitches with a lot of conviction and throw competitive pitches and do a very good job of that tonight.
Now, are those types of thoughts more frequent this year when you talk about trying to get over the mental hump? Is that almost, I guess, lack of I don't know if it's confidence in that moment. Is that more frequent this year?
It's not necessarily confidence. It's just I know I'm aware of the situation, and the thought is in the back of my head. So I think that might be kind of what got to me. It's not the fact that, like, oh, I got to go out there and not give up runs. It's just like, okay, we have a lead now. Let's keep that lead. And it's not working for me.
But is that something that had happened in the past with you, or is it just as the struggles have gone on that
it's from here and there? But I don't think it really was a thing in the past. But there, I mean, there have been glimpses from time to time of that happening. But like, it's just something you learn from and get over real quick.
No, how often do you look at video after nights like tonight to kind of figure out what's going on?
I mean, not really so often, because I can feel what's really going on wrong out there. I just have a tendency to. My front side always wants to fly open a tad too early. It's just something that I've tried to work on, and it's going to be my Achilles heel for a while, probably my entire career. It's just got to be able to make an adjustment when it does happen and be able to make quality pitches.